Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. What are the seven keys to wise financial stewardship? That's what we're getting into right now this week on Wealth Map Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. I think you're going to find this show to have some things that you might have heard from a principal standpoint before, but maybe not in the way that they are applied. So we encourage you to hang with us here as we go over the seven keys to wise financial stewardship. Whether or not you're just starting out or well into your accrual and accumulation phase, planning for retirement, or you're stepping into retirement and well down the path, I think this show is really going to be insightful. I encourage you to have pen and paper, unless you're driving. Don't do that. If you're driving, soak it in. And as a reminder, you can always find us at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search Wealth Map Radio on Apple or Spotify, etc., and catch up on all our past shows. The shows are turned into podcast episodes for you. You can share them with family and friends if you find them insightful. Leave a review if you find it helpful to you on your journey and on your path. We always absolutely appreciate that. Like with every show, we're going to give you an educational incentive to come into the firm at Whispering Brook Financial. Sit down with us, see what might be possible for you. Naturally, we do your Compass Report, as you know, if you're a longtime listener of the show. Something we're pretty well known for is that Compass Report, showing you where you're likely headed right now with no changes and where you could be headed with a more holistic, revised path. Often the increases, often the changes that we see when comparing the current path to the revised path are a jump in net spendable income in retirement by around 30%, and or the assets lasting 7 to 10 years or longer compared to your current outlook, and or the ability to retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you may have thought possible with no reduction in expected net income if you're not already retired. Either one of those outcomes is very welcome. Sometimes we get two. Sometimes we even get all three of those outcomes if you're not already retired. One thing that is clear in every Compass Report is the steps that you can take with us, with someone else, on your own, to potentially drastically improve your situation, mitigate risk, insulate yourself against the unforeseen, and have less stress throughout retirement with more to live on. The educational incentive that we'd like to offer you for just aside from doing your Compass Report is a wonderful book called Paychecks and Playchecks by Tom Hegna. It's been a staple for many of our clients over the years. Something that really goes into how valuable predictability can be in your life. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or you can visit us at wealthmapradio.com. We'll do that for the first eight today, the first eight to set up a visit with us. The free book by Tom Hegna called Paychecks and Playchecks and Your Personal Compass Report. 484-600-6512. Seven keys to wise financial stewardship. Here we go. This is a focus on retirement, but within that, seven keys to wise financial stewardship. Number one, understand the power of habit. Guys, we live in a world of, as you know, constant noise, flash sales, limited time offers, the, you know, always the next can't miss kind of investment or thing to jump on. And let me just stop all that for a minute. Unplug. Wise stewardship starts with intent. It is not about what you can afford today. It's about what you want your life to stand for tomorrow. We all know people who chase doodads as rewards, you know, like a new car every 3 years or the new surf boat to be like your neighbors. And those kind of things are justified often as rewarding hard work. And, you know, maybe this has even been you before. We all can have moments of what I'm going to call financial irrationality. And when, you know, you finally set down to plan retirement, many people realize those cars, those trinkets, those doodads have quietly delayed their retirement by as many as 6 years. We see that time span, a six-year delay often. Now, that's not necessarily being reckless. I think it can be, but many times it's just human beings being normal. But normal isn't always wise. So here on this first key of understanding the power of habit, living intentionally means every purchase has a purpose. Every purpose points to something bigger than simply possessions. Let me give you an example here of what is the often termed the 70-20-10 rule. This rule is described in The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clausen. It is a classic. It is something I consider to be a financial Bible of sorts. If you haven't read it or it's been a long time, go get The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clausen. Here's the 70-20-10 rule or principle. It's how to allocate living expenses, debt, and yourself. 70% of your income can go toward living expenses, but no more. If currently you have more than 70% of your paycheck going to your living expenses, your day-to-day, then one of two things is probably true. Either you are living too lavishly, or secondly, you're just not quite making enough money and need to see what kind of value you can improve in your life. Number two, 20% is allowed to go to debt, but no more. Now, I'm going to note here that a mortgage payment is part of your 70% living expenses, even though I understand it is a debt, but if you're not paying a mortgage, you're paying rent. That is a living expense. But all other debts fall into this 20% debt category. I don't care how much debt you have. I don't care how much you owe. No more than 20%. If you need to work that out with your debtors and explain to them that you're following a program, that you intend to pay them, but there is a program I'm following, many of them, you'll be very surprised, will respect that and work with you so long as you are showing good faith intent. So 20% is toward debt, 70% to living expenses, but no more. Because if so, then this last piece of the pie chart here in the 70-20-10 rule gets cut out, and it's so easy to do. That last 10% is you. Now, this is not what I mean. One time someone called us up and said, hey, I paid myself first this month. I took 10% and went skydiving. Okay, great, good, glad you had fun. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about living a higher life or spending more money on you. We're talking about investing for the future. that 10% goes to you. You deserve it. You're the ones up at the crack of dawn working hard, providing for the kids, saving, and putting in the effort. You deserve that 10% no matter what. Now, I'm going to flip this on you and say the order in which you pay these things is important. I don't care if you pay your living expenses first or your debts before that or after living. I don't care. So long as that 10% that you pay to yourself is first, above everything and anything else. If that is happening, the habit you are developing is one of financial independence and freedom. If it is not happening, if you are not paying yourself first, first of all, you're probably having a very hard time paying yourself first, but if it's not happening, what is the habit you are developing? I pay other people. I pay other people. I pay other people. That is the habit because you are repeatedly doing it over and over and over. Now, here's an example. I can make a mathematical argument, and so can you, that if you do have debts, you ought not pay yourself anything first, that you ought to take that extra 10% and put it toward the debt instead. Okay, I can make a mathematical argument for that. Would you be out of debt sooner? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, probably. And at that time, you have no savings, nothing built up, no cushion. But more importantly than that, we have seen this dozens of times that someone says, okay, I'm not going to pay myself first because I have debt. I'm going to take 30%, go to debt, pay it off faster. Then I'll have so much more. I'll be free of my debt and I'll be able to pay myself a whole lot more. Here is what happens. People get very close. They're disciplined paying that debt, every extra penny toward the debt, pay it down, pay it down, pay it down. And when they're a couple months away from being debt-free, they're almost to the finish line. They think to themselves, you know, I've been so disciplined. I've been so good. I deserve the surf boat. I deserve this massive vacation. I deserve the bigger house. I deserve the theater room. And they put themselves back into a debt situation. Not because they deserve what they've been delaying, but because they have actually developed a habit of paying other people. And circumstances will show up. They will come. They will present themselves to derail you from being allowed to pay yourself first. Because that's what you're attracting. You're attracting the reality of I pay other people. By contrast, if you will adhere to this first key, understanding the power of habit, if you will pay yourself first, no matter how much debt you have, yes, it might take you longer to get out of debt, and it probably will. But when you are out of debt, an extra year or two, okay, I'm saying I got it. Fine. When you are debt-free, though, what is the habit that you now have? I pay myself, I pay myself, I pay myself. That is the habit you have. Now you can increase, once you're debt-free, now, ironically, you can increase your paying yourself and increase your current lifestyle. Because now maybe, without that 20% of debt, you go 80% toward lifestyle, an upgrade, and 20% yourself instead of 10. That we have seen happen dozens of times as well. Because people put the principle in place of paying themselves first, understanding that habit is extremely powerful. And habits, more than anything, create wealth, ladies and gentlemen, and they also, more than anything, prohibit and destroy wealth. So hear me on this. The first key to wise financial stewardship is to understand the power of habit. In that vein, we'd like to help you see what increased predictability in your overall retirement outlook could do for you, having less stress in your life. We'd like to offer you a free copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks when you're one of the first 8 today to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm. And we will also do your full Compass report for you, complimentary. The phone number is 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. Can I offer some insight? Why do people choose to work with Whispering Brook Financial? Why do they come and become clients? Yes, the Compass Report is impressive. Yes, the math is impressive. The before, the after, all, yes. But overwhelmingly, the number one reason is leadership. We help provide leadership in the financial and retirement areas of your life that many people have come to rely on and trust. WealthMapRadio.com or 484-600-6512. That is the first principle or key of wise financial stewardship. Number two, save early, spend wisely, adjust continually. Obviously, the earlier you start saving, the more time your money has to work for you. But here's the real key. It's never too late to start adjusting. Now think about, you know, if you're 62 years old and perhaps you hadn't saved enough to retire at 65, maybe that's your goal age. Instead of giving up, exercise courage and wisdom. Look at the x-ray. Make hard choices. We've seen people in that very situation that ended up downsizing their home, redirecting mortgage payments into Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, partially retiring at age 65 by quitting the full-time grind and finding a part-time gig that you really love. And that helps create tax-free streams of income due to the Roth, which are supplemented by the part-time fun job where you have more freedom, peace of mind, and not a lot of stress to worry about. So even if you feel like you're behind the eight ball, have the courage to take a look at the x-ray, make hard decisions, and adjust appropriately. You can find a lot of freedom with that path. Now, let me give you a different story, a true story here. A case where we have some young people, weren't billionaires, weren't high-paid executives, young couple in their 20s, committed to a simple but radical plan. And let me show you how this paid off. Right out of college, in their early 20s, Stephen and Lauren began to think about investing in financial independence. That's so rare for someone directly out of college, but it was their mindset. And for many years, these two people, Stephen and Lauren, lived on very low expenses, somewhere between $18,000 and $26,000 per year for their household. So they maintained modest lifestyles. They rented rather than owning extravagantly. They limited their auto spending. They kept housing, food, and travel costs very lean. You know, and their approach for saving for the future was simple. It did not take complex strategies. Over time, their net worth grew. They gradually eased away from their full-time jobs because they could. They took sabbaticals, and that became even longer extended breaks. And eventually, they left full-time work behind when it made sense. They, quote-unquote, retired by age 29. Now, they became financially independent because they had more passive revenue by that time than their modest expenses were. Importantly, they were not ultra-rich to begin with. Their income was modest at first. What set them apart was how they used the surplus that they did have, not simply how much they made from their jobs. They intentionally decided to curb lifestyle inflation, not because they hated comfort, but because they valued freedom more than consumption. They framed their sacrifices in terms of what they were gaining, not what they were losing. It was an incremental change. Their move to retirement was phased, not abrupt. They tested it, took breaks, and only fully left when they felt secure. Finally, they tracked their net worth. They looked at the x-rays. They gamified the process. They gamified it. They stayed on the same page together. When money is a joint mission rather than an individual struggle, see, it's a mission, not a struggle, it does tend to succeed. So retirement, guys, as we talk about the second key here, isn't a set-it-and-forget-it process, nor is it necessarily a specific age. It's more like a thermostat. You have to keep adjusting to stay comfortable through the changing seasons. And yes, the earlier you start, the better off you might be. But the second best time to make adjustments and get on the right path is right now. So that's our second key. Save early, spend wisely, and adjust continually. If you want help in your own plan, if you're ready to sit down with us at the firm and look at the ways that we might provide leadership and counsel to you and help you find better predictability and therefore potentially more full living, we encourage you to be one of the first 8 today. Come sit down and let us do your compass report with you and discover this best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks by Tom Hegna. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. The third key to wise financial stewardship is protect before you project. Now, everyone loves to talk about growth. What's the next hot trend, the best performing sector, the highest return, what your rich uncle is doing. But a primary rule of wise stewardship is simple. Don't lose what you've already earned. Imagine you're walking up a mountain. Growth is the climb, but protection is the guardrail along the way. And without it, one wrong step can send you tumbling. We've seen retirees with massive portfolios, beautiful, until 2008 hit, or COVID, or 2022. Those who had a portion protected recovered much quicker. Those who didn't spent years to even a decade trying to catch up. And sometimes that was because they let fear dictate their decision. Now, after all, it's somewhat understandable. The late Daniel Kahneman, the famed behavioral economist, in his esteemed work, Thinking Fast and Slow, demonstrated that the pain of loss is twice as great as the joy of gain. Okay, follow me. So in other words, the happiness we feel when we earn something, have a gain, for example, in our accounts, is at one level. But the pain of loss when we've had a loss in our financial accounts, we feel that internally twice as powerfully. So it's understandable. Fear and loss are certainly powerful to us as human beings. That's what Daniel Kahneman has demonstrated. But the right plan elucidates confidence and clarity, not fear and uncertainty. Having a plan for security as a foundation goes a long way toward this principle. So that way, if things do go awry here and there, because that does happen on occasion, doesn't it? Your foundation is secure. It's kind of like how they talk about, the wise man built his house on a rock, the foolish man built his house on the sand. When the rains came down and the waves came in, the house on the rock stood still. The house on the sand washed away. We see so many times that people do this in reverse. They're chasing trends. They're doing the newest flashy thing instead of sound principles in what they're trying to build for the future. And again, this is some of that leadership that comes into play that I'm talking about today on the show. When you start with the foundation of security and predictability, then doing some of those other things don't hurt as much if they go wrong. And they're bolstered by that secure foundation so that when the win does happen, because there are some good opportunities that turn into great things too, when those happen, they tend to be more lasting because of the foundation that you wisely took the time to build. Here, among the 7 keys of wise financial stewardship, number 3 is indeed protect before you project. That is wisdom, not fear. We'll often hear us talk about here on the show that predictability is more important than potential. And the reason we often go into that is because the point of wealth, the point of retirement planning and all the things that we do, sometimes it can start to feel like the point is for a better statement, all that kind of, that's not the point, or better looking balance sheet. The point is so that you can live life to the fullest possible, so that you can accomplish what is meaningful to you and your family and your loved ones. Now, if we have greater predictability in your overall plan, those things become much easier. Your stress is less, you live longer, and you live more intently and fully. That's, you know, we also mention on occasion the great quote by Henry David Thoreau that wealth is the ability to fully experience life. Don't you love that? When your financial house is in order, when predictability is the cornerstone and foundation, when you're protecting before projecting, that becomes much easier. Your life does become more full. And so a little bit, you know, on the fringe side of things a little bit, I guess, but we share this because we have helped hundreds of people retire. And yes, we know the financial strategies that do tend to work and those that don't tend to work out that well. We've seen it hundreds of times. But one thing we can report on with I hope what you feel is some authority is that those clients who have greater predictability, who aren't so worried about potential, how my balance sheet looks, how you know my account statements look, am I in this, am I in that, because I heard all the talking heads on, you know, blah, 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 financial shows say I have to be or I'm missing the boat, that fear, that FOMO, right, that fear of missing out. When that doesn't pervade your life in retirement, and you know you have such a solid foundation, you simply are happier, healthier, and live more fully. So some of that I just want to share as reporting back of what we've seen so many times over the years. The phone number here is 484-600-6512. We'd love you to get your Compass report done to experience what we are talking about. Greater clarity, greater peace of mind, the leadership that we help provide so many, which is partly rooted in the seven keys of wise financial stewardship. We've got four more to go, but first, 484-600-6512. Now, another way is the website, wealthmapradio.com. Right there, you can see our calendar. Read a little bit more about Steve and his team at Whispering Brook Financial. And finally, I want to remind you about the podcast. I'd love for you to go and search it up, Wealth Map Radio, on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever, and catch up on some of the past episodes if you've missed them. So Wealth Map Radio, search up that podcast, probably wherever you listen, you can find it. Alrighty, guys, we got to take a break. It's 484-600-6512. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. The last thing anybody wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet the threats are real. Policy changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more important than potential. We help create predictable income streams, shield you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in lasting principles. Because when your retirement is built on tax-free income you can outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show that when these principles are in place, people live longer, healthier, and more fully. So let your journey begin with your personalized Compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com or call 484-600-6512 to schedule your complimentary visit. At Whispering Brook Financial, we give you the tools for the most important journey, yours.
Number four, the of the seven keys to wise financial stewardship is keep taxes from quietly eroding your future. Sometimes taxes do quietly erode, and sometimes they abruptly amputate a future. We often do say, and you hear this quite a bit elsewhere as well, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. Taxes, ladies and gentlemen, are the silent partner in every retirement plan, unless you have done proper planning. And the IRS will always want their share. They get to determine what their share is. They can change it on you. And they can alter the terms of the deal without notice at any time. I know that is not a business partner relationship that anyone with a rational mind would accept. And yet that is exactly the partnership or business relationship that most people have with the IRS when they use a qualified account. Qualified accounts or qualified retirement plans generally are thought of as those that are pre-tax, like 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, 457s, TSPs, simple and SEP IRAs, all of those kinds of things. Here's an example. We've got two retirees, same income, same savings. One paid attention to tax strategy, doing partial Roth conversions as was appropriate, spreading out withdrawals, coordinating their Social Security timing so as to minimize any collateral damage of extra tax on their Social Security, and coordinated whether or not they would have IRMA surcharges on their Medicare premiums, which are also caused by qualified accounts. The good news on all of that is that most of the time, those things can be completely avoided, if not at least severely mitigated. So we got one retiree who paid attention, did all the planning. The other didn't. Over their retirement lifespan, the difference was more than $200,000 in after-tax income. Now, it's important here to understand the only difference was the planning. Same assets, same rate of return, same starting point, same retirement time span. If you'll let me make an analogy to the game of chess here, we often use this a little bit, and while I am not an expert at chess, I'm certainly not a master, but I enjoy the game. And we often will ask a question, how powerful is a pawn? You know, the little guy in front. And if you know anything about the game, the knee-jerk answer is, well, not very powerful. It's limited in its movement, it can only attack in one direction, and it is often sacrificed easily. But the better answer, the more considered answer when asked, how powerful is a pawn, is, it depends. What does it depend on? The strategy and the formation of the other pieces, including other pawns, but the other pieces around it. The right strategy and formation can have a pawn become the most powerful piece on the chessboard by becoming a queen. It can checkmate a king. It can be the difference in winning or losing when you sacrifice or if you sacrifice a pawn. And while two opponents sitting across each other in the game of chess have the exact same pieces, the game is made, the game is won or lost based on how those pieces are used and deployed. In the case of taxes, nothing could be more true. And so when we have things where people often say, just defer as long as you can, tax-deferred accounts, because you'll magically somehow have lower taxes later on in retirement. And you know we go through that ad nauseum almost every show, how far from the truth that is for most retirees. But with that, all you need to hear in your mind when someone says defer, 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 is procrastinate, procrastinate, procrastinate. And when you have any kind of problem in your life,
a health concern, a financial concern, a problem in a relationship. What happens when you procrastinate? Well, it often gets a lot worse, doesn't it? That is the same with retirement and taxes. I know what the dogma has been, and it was once sacred doctrine, that all you needed to do was defer as long as humanly possible with your taxes inside of 401ks and IRAs and all the like, and somehow you would magically have less taxes in retirement. The fourth key here to wise financial stewardship is to really pay attention to your partner, Uncle Sam, and to the relationship that the IRS dictates you have with them. You allow them to dictate your relationship with them when you use pre-tax qualified accounts. You are much more free when you utilize wisely, tactically, and strategically Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, conversions to Roths, and life insurance retirement plans, or LIRPs. Ed Slott is a CPA who is known as America's expert on IRAs. And he is. He, across the nation, he trains advisors on IRAs, on planning with IRAs. And this CPA says that life insurance retirement plans are one of the best kept secrets and among the top tax shelters available, legally available to everyone. The point here, ladies and gentlemen, as we encourage you to exercise wise financial stewardship, we've gone through the first three. Number four here being pay attention to the tax relationship that you have. It can absolutely make a difference of hundreds of thousands of dollars to you and your heirs, if that is one of your goals, if legacy planning is part of your goals. To accept Uncle Sam's dictation of your relationship with the IRS is to allow them, or the IRS, to maximize its gain from the relationship. However, as Judge Learned Hand said, and yes, that was his name, Judge Learned Hand, he sat on the Second Circuit of Appeals and was, for many decades, the most quoted judge by the Supreme Court. He said, quote, "There are two systems of taxation in our country, one for the informed and one for the uninformed," end quote. Well, simply meaning and putting to the forefront of our mind that there are many things that you can do in your retirement to increase the longevity of your money, to increase the net spendable income. Much of that answer, much of the equation, and how successful you are in that is how successful your tax planning is. And if you take anything away from this fourth key of wise financial stewardship, I hope it is that procrastinating taxes is not tax planning. I encourage you to get your Compass report done. Be one of the first 8 today. Call and set up a visit with us. Let's see what setting up multiple streams of tax-free income might do for your retirement, for your outlook. How much additional net spendable income might it create for you? How much larger of a legacy might it create for your heirs? And how much more cushion or safety, and therefore less stress, might it afford you now? 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. And also remember, we are giving you a free copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks, just for coming in to sit down with us. 484-600-6512. Or you can always set up your own visit at your own convenience on the website wealthmapradio.com. Okay, so keeping taxes from quietly eroding your future is number four of the seven Keys to Wise Financial Stewardship. Number 5, prepare for health, longevity, and legacy. No one likes talking about long-term care or health expenses. I certainly don't. But they can derail even the best laid plans. We have seen it many times occur. And that silver tsunami, as it is called, is happening before our very eyes right now, where massive amounts of people are needing long-term care or have increased health expenses. Let me embody most of our experience and what we have seen into one genericized kind of example. We'll take Carol, and she had done everything right. She saved well, invested wisely, invested early, lived debt-free, had a good tax strategy in place, all of the things we're talking about. But when her husband developed dementia, the care costs for him reached over $90,000 a year. Now, I know right now some of you are nodding your head slowly in understanding, because either you have dealt with it personally, a family member or a neighbor or two down the road. You do not have to go far at all to find someone who has been through this. Now, did the rest of her expenses in paying for her husband's dementia, did the rest of her lifestyle and expenses suddenly go on hold, or did they somehow pause? No, of course not. So this is $90,000 above and beyond what the income that she already needed for her life. Without planning, that kind of expense forces very hard and difficult choices, sometimes even causing you to sell assets at the worst possible time, to liquidate more when markets could be down, to make decisions about your residence. Ladies and gentlemen, the great white shark. I know we talk about taxes a lot because that is the largest expense we all pay throughout our retirement. But please hear me. Nothing can derail a retirement faster than not being prepared and not having a plan for increased healthcare costs or long-term care costs. Many times when people tell us, yeah, I have that figured, they don't. Many times they think they might, but their plan is far insufficient. Many times people think they have enough money, and they don't. Sometimes people do indeed have enough money. However, with the plans that are out there right now, with the type of planning you can do, there is no reason in the world not to have a hybrid asset-based long-term care plan in place, because it puts you in a better position if you do have a claim, and it puts you in a better position even if you don't have a claim. There is no reason in the world, none. There are even guaranteed issued options. You could be in the middle of care right now, and there are still options for coverage. That's how far it has come. That is number 5, prepare for health, longevity, and legacy. Because if you want to protect your legacy, you must plan for increased healthcare costs and long-term care. If you're not planning for longevity, you are likely making a mistake, even if you do think you have shorter life in your genes, or you don't have longevity in your genes. Many people end up extremely surprised by how long they actually do live. And I know sometimes we don't live to life expectancy or beyond. But which side of that do you want to err on? This also has everything to do with the survivorship of who you leave behind. The right planning, when you are adhering to number 5 here, preparing for health or health concerns, longevity, and legacy, when you do that right planning, you are protecting those you leave behind as well, if something should happen. Well, I shouldn't say if, because something does eventually happen. All right, so that is part of a Compass report as well. And you remember the acronym RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E. R is for retirement, E is for estate planning, T is for tax planning, I is for income planning, R, the second R, is for risk mitigation. We always think in terms of market risk when we say that. That is true. Another part of risk mitigation is what we're talking about right now. Key number 5, prepare for health or health concerns, longevity and legacy, so that when you do all of those things, the final E in the acronym, it stands for enjoyment, so that that can actually come to pass more fully. So your Compass report embodies all of that. That's why we say it's a holistic, well-rounded approach that addresses each of those areas in that acronym of RETIRE. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com, 484-600-6512. Number 6, keep learning. Don't outsource wisdom. I love this one. Now, there is a big difference between delegating and disengaging. Financial professionals, accountants, planners, lawyers, these professionals can guide you, but no one will care more about your future than you. And so when you are delegating and learning wisdom from these people who are there to help you and provide leadership to you in certain areas where they know more and have more experience, you cannot simply say, okay, yeah, that sounds great, and move on. We encourage you, and those of our clients already know this, to ask questions. Find out why. You know, you often meet people who say, who are now retired, about when they were much younger, I wish I'd asked more questions when I was younger. I just signed papers and trusted people. Stewardship, your stewardship over your own financial well-being means staying engaged. Read, ask questions, ask, find out the why behind the what. And any good financial professional that you're working with will appreciate that and not discourage it. Because when transparency is part of the relationship, there's always a desire to share why. In fact, I know that this is true with Steve and his team. Many times they wish people would ask more questions, and many times they are saying, hey, here's a couple questions you didn't ask that I think are important, and go through them. That's the transparency you should seek. And so I encourage you, you know, number 6 here, keep learning, never outsource wisdom. Understand that is different than disengaging, right? Delegating and disengaging are completely different things. The right relationship with the right professionals should, yes, elevate your financial situation in multiple facets, but it should also elevate you, your understanding, your wisdom, your learning. Follow me? That's the kind of relationship that we hope to have with the clients that we serve, and it's the type of environment that we hope to create here on the show on Wealth Map Radio. And frankly, it's why we don't, you know, do dinner seminars buying you a steak. The incentives that we give you are education, the incentives are books that we have loved and have benefited our clients or us, and we want to share that so you are elevated. That's why we do the things that we do, because we believe if you get to higher ground, it is part of your stewardship to lift others there with you. Part of that elevating is providing leadership in the financial areas of your life. Some of that can become or start with a Compass report. And so I'd encourage you to be one of the first 8 today so that we can do that for you and with you. And allow us also to give you a free copy of Tom Hegna's great book called Paychecks and Playchecks, which helps us really put a fine point on why we should value predictability more than potential when it comes to our retirement and the difference in lifestyle that can bring. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. And here we have now arrived at number 7 of the 7 keys to wise financial stewardship. Cultivate gratitude, and generosity. The ultimate sign, perhaps, of financial maturity isn't actually how much you keep. It's how much joy you find in giving. We know many couples who tithe faithfully their whole lives, for example, or give to charitable causes they believe in, even when money is tight. And when they retire, by large, as a group, these people who have this attitude, this behavior, this perspective, tell us that never once have they actually felt like they lacked, even when times were tight. Their giving anchored them. So what they're describing is a mindset that there isn't a pie in the sky with finite amount of wealth. That's truly poppycock malarkey and rubbish. Money flows to where it is treated best. You will find often, not always perhaps, but more often than not, that those who are generous and grateful for what they have tend to have more and tend to continuously have resources flow to them. So generosity isn't just about money. It's a mindset. This goes beyond the financial part of retirement planning. That when you approach life with gratitude, your outlook, you make decisions from abundance, not fear or scarcity, this is at the true heart of financial stewardship, understanding that wealth is a tool, not simply a trophy. And when you frame your outlook like that, you worry less, you have less stress, and ironically, it is ironic because the math shouldn't math, as they say. It's a different kind of math here. But they always seem to have more abundantly. Now, maybe this is a bit out there for you. That's okay. And we do share examples after examples that highlight the financial benefits of things like the Compass Report and other strategies that we discuss. But what is the point of all of it? I'm going to once again bring up the great quote by Henry David Thoreau that wealth is the ability to fully experience life. I personally believe that's what retirement planning is all about, is allowing you to fully experience life. And that cannot happen when we don't have gratitude and generosity as part. That can't completely happen without gratitude and generosity as part of our actual financial and retirement plan. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there are many ways to have that. There are many ways to have gratitude. There are many ways to have generosity. It doesn't always come in the form of financial resources. Sometimes time and wisdom, knowledge, values, of course, all of those things are assets. All of them are. And so we're talking about maximizing wealth, all of your assets, not just the financial ones, here in this seventh key to wise financial stewardship, cultivating gratitude and generosity. All right, so now, when all of those come together, I'm going to review them briefly. First, understand the power of habit. More than anything, habits are the reason wealth is created and the reason wealth is destroyed. Number two, save early, spend wisely, adjust continually. Remember that your financial journey and the retirement journey is not just a set it and forget it. It's more like a thermometer. You have to continually adjust to stay comfortable. Number three, protect before you project. In other words, make sure that you build your outlook, that your financial household is built on a foundation of security and predictability, then go for other things. You can get a little bit more aggressive. You can get a little bit more fancy and complex and intricate in your strategies if you want, so long as the foundation is one of security and predictability. Number four, keep taxes from quietly eroding your future. Understand that when Uncle Sam is dictating how your relationship goes, which is the case when you have pre-tax 401ks, IRAs, SEP and simple IRAs, 403Bs, 457s, etc. All of those things allow the IRS to dictate to you how your relationship works. You can legally divorce the IRS with their blessing through proper planning. Number five, prepare for health, longevity, and legacy. In this one, we hit on the importance of realizing that unforeseen things, especially with health care and long-term care, our health in general, will occur. Failing to plan for them and failing to address them is truly a recipe for disaster. We think of the cost of long-term care as the great white shark in retirement planning. Number six, keep learning and never outsource wisdom. While you might use and delegate parts of your life, you might have professional accountants, professional attorneys, professional financial planners, professional wealth managers, and the like, all involved in your life. Never simply assume that, oh, they're just handling it. Make sure you understand why each move is made. Make sure they educate you and elevate you rather than simply pushing paper at you. And seventh, cultivate gratitude and generosity throughout your life. When these seven things are the core of how you approach the financial well-being of your household, we have seen the massive culminating difference it can make in people's lives. We'd love to do your Compass report for you and create that culminating effect potentially for you. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. Don't forget, we will also give you a complimentary copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling book, Paychecks and Playchecks, just for sitting down with us. WealthMapRadio.com or 484-600-6512. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio by calling 484-600-6512.